It should be, woo! It's Friday, MF-er! Do you know that?
Yes, I'm aware.
Do you know that it's Friday?
I'm very aware of that, yes.
Oh, man, I get to lay around and do nothing and don't have to, heaven. It's heaven on this planet.
You are scaring me.
I'm happy to. Yay!
It's 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Rock Station, blah, blah, blah. Kevin and Sluggo. It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Sluggo's very excited.
I'm very excited.
He gets too excited.
I do.
I mean, you have a great job.
I have an amazing job.
Yes.
And so, I can't wait to go home and not do it.
All right.
Just lie around and be a lazy thumb
bitch. You are one of those guys who, if you won the lottery, no one would ever hear from you again.
That's true.
Yeah.
Poof.
Gone.
Yeah, maybe call up for a couple parties here and there. I'll see you from time to time.
All right.
But otherwise, out.
Gone. Pew. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Aye.
The state with the most dog poo complaints.
Curb your dog. That was a thing in New York City back in the 70s. Like, it got started. Like, curb your dog.
Man.
You know?
There's a man taking pictures of another man in a restroom.
I saw something about that on the sheet here, if
that
you will.
That seems bad.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem good.
Correct.
Put the camera phone away
and,
in the bathroom.
Michigan's attorney general got drunk before the Michigan-Michigan State game. She was tailgating and forgot that if you don't have food in your stomach, it can affect you a little stronger than normal.
So attorneys general also party, eh?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, she did.
Good to know.
And her wife said, let's get you out of here before you throw up on somebody.
I've had those words said to me.
Same.
But I was never an attorney general.
Several times. No, of course not. No one would give us that position. It's important. And our high-low game is worth
$1,800. Yeah, man. That thing has not been won in a while. It's time someone wins it.
$1,800, and we'll give you another shot at that before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
As Jed the Fish pronounces that band.
Yes, he does. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A company did a study. Protect My Paws is the name of a company that helps consumers find pet insurance, and they did a study.
Protect My Paws. That's cute. That's a good name.
Yes. That's not the point. They analyzed tweets with a number of poop-related keywords to see which state has the biggest problem.
That is a crappy job.
Poorly done. For example, they searched dog poo. They searched stepped in poos. They searched reveal the dog poop capital of America.
Okay. That sounds like someone killing time at work.
Exactly. And what state do you think?
Well, I'm going to guess. I'm going to, like I said earlier, New York, I remember in the 70s, was pushing the, hey, make your dog poop on the curb, off the on the street. And you're walking there a lot. So I'll go with New York for 100, Alex.
Colorado.
Damn it to hell.
Colorado.
Why are they bitching about it? They got plenty of room for dogs to run
you
free
would
and
think.
Poop.
You would think, but they have the most tweets annually per population.
Sounds like just a bunch
complaining
of complainers
about dog poop.
Ugh. They don't even know.
They don't have any idea.
No.
It's just in New York, they don't complain about it.
Yeah, they just beat
That's
you up.
That's the difference.
Yeah, they see you not clean up after your dog, and they just come and mug you and throw
in Colorado,
you in the
they go, what?
Hey, that's not nice. I'm going to tweet about it. That'll teach you.
I prefer the New York method
who
myself.
Who does step in it and then go to Twitter?
Right. Oh.
That does seem like a strange 1-2 punch.
My shoe smells terrible. I'm going to take to social media.
This will handle it. I don't understand it at all, but it's Colorado.
Yeah, well,
so.
I don't really know what's
Oregon,
going on up
very
there.
Very close second.
Oh, really?
Very close
Come
second.
Come on, Oregon. They also have good weed there, too.
Oh, good point.
In Oregon, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal, and one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First, he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay
in? I don't know. I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m. thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened
filming.
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there?
Either.
Has it been
I don't think
published?
So.
Is there, we have audio?
I We have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's a report.
Take
yeah.
A-
mm-hmm.
95.5.
Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's bathroom.
Victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Victim.
That
ha- Sheets?
Once you
What's going on?
Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name
terrible.
Of the business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though,
how dare you?
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this, but as I recall,
Stryker videoed me when it was after Coachella one night. We'd gone to a, if I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow.
I think.
That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't
remember. That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the IHOP in La Quinta.
That's terrible, first
yes,
of all.
Right.
And shame
Agreed.
On him. But
Agreed.
As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came
yeah,
in to
that,
sit
yeah.
down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And
yeah.
then put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and
yes.
wait for people to come in and
yes.
start using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Aww.
An old dude invited Aww. Me to come to his place for while Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, oh, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing
it
ever.
It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't
nope.
care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
Nope.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No, I believe he said he'd meet
it's
you
illegal.
Downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those
Why
recording
you not stop
sessions.
Because
that was my favorite bit ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes. All right, we have the KLOS High-Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth
$1,800. Man, that's the way to start a weekend.
It is a number that we picked randomly yesterday.
Yeah.
And it has withstood the test of 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a number between 0 and 95. We can give you one hint. The last guess was 28, and that was too high.
Come on down lower. So, and no matter what, if you're caller 13, you're going to go see Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. That is March 2nd at the Wiltern. Tickets on sale now via Ticketmaster.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
So I do have a portable recorder you could use if you were to head into the bathroom downstairs.
No, thank you.
So, yeah.
Time for the KLOS High-Low game. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
This is Sabrina.
Sabrina, you're caller 13.
Oh my God, that is so awesome.
Do you get the fast clap?
Ooh, do you know what the fast clap? Avoid that at all costs.
That's a good point, yeah.
Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, Wiltern Theater, March 2nd. Are you up for going?
Sure.
Good.
All right.
13.
Now,
you win that, yeah.
Now there's a jackpot of $1,800 for a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 28, and it was too high.
Okay.
So what would you like to throw out on the table for that
1,800?
27. 27?
Whoa!
Yeah! You win.
Oh my God, I won.
Whoa!
Yes. yes, I'd say you won.
Well done, you.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's the way to start a weekend,
right? Right?
You got
right?
concert tickets for Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, and you got
$1,800. $1,800. That's totally cool.
Wait, who are you telling?
My coworker.
Oh yeah,
my coworker. We've been calling you guys like almost every single day for the last like 2 weeks.
Don't share it with them.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let her muscle in on your money.
That's so messed up.
Well, right on. Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
True fact.
Michigan Attorney General apologizes for getting drunk at college football game.
Oh, man, the Attorney General.
I love this story.
Damn.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is apologizing after what she called a very, quote, human moment.
That's a good way of putting it.
When one too many Bloody Marys on an empty stomach became too much for her to handle. This is what, and I don't know if she's a Republican or Democrat.
Don't matter.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Here's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of her team said, well, let's hire a PR firm.
Okay.
Deals with crisis
to help
management.
Clean this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, no, you know what? I'm just going to apologize.
Good.
Which
good
I love.
Good for her. Good on her.
So she goes.
Yeah, don't try and spin it.
Right, exactly.
Just say the truth.
So good she goes on her. Facebook and does a post where she says, before the big game, this is between the University of Michigan and Michigan State, so it's a rivalry game.
Sure.
Before the game, I attended a tailgate on an empty stomach.
Been there.
Same. Much to my surprise, MSU tailgates tend to have more alcohol than food. So I thought it seemed like a good idea to eat two Bloody Marys. Since as long as you put vegetables in them, it's practically a salad.
That's exactly right. It is a salad.
That's beautiful. What she said.
That's awesome.
As it turns out, this was not a brilliant idea. Also, I might be a terrible bartender. And then she was urged by her friends to go home before she threw up because she wasn't looking good. Where were her friends in my life several times?
They're like, hey, have another one, man. Right. Hey, why don't you stand up on top of that truck and start yelling? You don't need all those clothes, Kevin.
So I love the fact that she just came out and said,
yeah,
this is what I did.
Yes.
I was stupid.
Yeah.
And
you
know
there's going to be backlash, and there's going to be somebody that's inappropriate.
Yeah, whatever.
And you're taking the general. And blah. Shut up.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I am thinking that it's possible that our audience has gotten drunk at the wrong time in a bad situation.
Well, that doesn't track.
Maybe you're at a wedding and you drink too much. Maybe you're at a funeral.
Why do we both go right to funeral?
I don't know. Just trying to think of inappropriate times. Maybe
I get a big test that day. Decided to celebrate someone's birthday before you go in.
Holiday, like a Christmas party at work.
You were going to take your driving test.
The worst the situation,
yes.
The better.
Yes.
Exactly. So, like, if you're in church and you get drunk.
Right. Again, way too much communion wine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. If you got drunk and you were embarrassed by it, you shouldn't have been so drinking.
Terrible time when it happened, and now we're going to have a good laugh about it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Damn good loud stuff from Volbeat. That is Shotgun Blues on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you got drunk at the wrong time. You have one of those stories?
Yeah, so we had my baby shower, my wife's family's house.
At your wife's family's house, okay.
Starting off good.
And then we were all drinking a bunch of beers when we were setting up, me and all the guys, you know, all the uncles and everybody. After everyone got there, you know, we were pretty drunk, and then they brought out these cucumbers that were sliced in half and hollowed out, and they were filled with tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the last thing I remember, but I saw the videos, and I tried to fight everybody, and everyone tried to fight me, and I didn't know what happened.
At a baby shower. And the cops showed up.
Wait, were you the dad?
Yeah, I'm the dad.
Oh, wow.
I had the baby on the weekend. And then on Sunday, actually. And then, I don't remember what happened. I woke up in a tent in the front yard, and I guess it was all right. It was kind of normal for the family, but, you know, it didn't feel too hot.
So how old is the kid now?
He's 5 days.
5 days?
Oh, you said she was just born over the weekend, meaning this past weekend.
Wow. And what's her name?
Alexander.
And when are you going to show her the video?
She's seen it. She forgave me.
So. Well, that's quick for a 5 day
that's
old.
That's thoughtful. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. That's beautiful.
KLOS, hello.
So my son's wedding was the reception, and My husband, he can't have, like, once he drinks hard alcohol, he can drink, like, a keg of beer and be fine. Mm-hmm. But once he gets some shots of hard alcohol in him, he becomes a completely different person.
Right.
So my son's groomsmen, they all grew up with my son. They all know his dad. They all know how he is. So I'm there. I'm trying to be the one that's always the adult. And sure. So I go and I tell everybody, I've got to go talk to people and stuff like that. They're walking around with, you know, fireballs. And I said, don't give any to your dad. Whatever, I'm going to be back. I'll be back in like 15 minutes. So what happens when I come back? What do you think's going on?
Listen,
pouring as much as they could. Well, Kevin?
If it was me.
Yes, yeah. They're all laughing, and I was pissed. And I said, guess what? I said, you do know what he can do. I go, if he strips down naked and runs through the reception, this, I'm blaming you.
Did he?
And they're like, oh, he wouldn't do that.
Did he?
No. What happened is one of his best friends decides he wants to wrestle my husband, who is a police officer. And so they wrestle each other in the reception. And so basically, I have to get my husband and get him out of there because he's got him in a chokehold.
That is fantastic.
Oh, who man.
With people like, we know, I know the bride's mom and dad, we're close to them, but like her whole other family from Mexico is over. So they're looking at this white guy.
What the hell?
White guy.
So it's all true, everything we've heard.
And they call us bad hombres.
818-955-KLOS. You got drunk at the wrong time.
Doing our old request fest coming hell up yes. at 5. But right now we're talking about you got drunk at the wrong time. You have one?
Oh, yeah. I was in Vegas and, anyway,
Vegas, you don't always get drunk in Vegas. That's okay.
Oh, no. Check it out. Anyways, my girlfriend kept giving me her screwdrivers while I'm drinking beer. In the morning, we're looking for the chips. We can't find the chips. So she says, check your wallet. I checked my wallet, and I had the $1,500. Apparently, sometime in the evening, I walked naked and cashed in all the chips and never knew it.
Nice.
That's okay in Vegas.
Yeah, they love it.
Oh, okay.
They prefer that.
Yeah, they encourage nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's why I like that town. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
One time I actually went to one of my cousin's wedding in Las Vegas.
Again with Vegas.
And I was already very drunk. And so they said if anyone has anything to say, you know, say it now or, you know, hold your peace. I ended up falling backwards, and I jumped over this huge wall that had, like, a bunch of metal behind it, and it made this noise, and everyone just looked back, and they were like, what's going on?
You really opposed.
That's fantastic.
I love loud noises at a wedding. Especially
when they pause if anybody wants to say anything.
I do! Crash! Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, are you still doing the drunk
yes, sir.
Embarrassing story?
Yep.
Drunk at the wrong time.
I was living in Philadelphia, Center City, had an apartment, going to school. It's 1999, New Year's Eve, turning the year 2000, and we decided to go out onto like a 2.5-story roof, you know, like up on the second floor, mm-hmm. the flat roof, right at the window level, climb out onto that.
Yep.
And they were going to set off fireworks. And I remember standing there thinking, well, I don't want to be on this roof when fireworks go off. I want to be on the roof next door. So I took 2 steps back, ran, tried to jump from one roof to the other just across the alleyway because it's just, you know, narrow alleyways
right.
separating houses.
Mm-hmm.
And went Wile E. Coyote splat into the next one.
Oh, the and wall? The wall of the other building?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So like, jeez.
I got my armpits and my arms on the roof, but
oh, that
was
hurts.
About it. I refused medical attention. You know,
I'm fine.
The EMS people that showed up, they're like, okay, you guys just take care of them because we're not going to bother with them.
Man, you went full on idiot.
Yes.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we like to celebrate on Fridays.
Yeah.
In a special way.
Play loud stuff, and it doesn't even matter if it's something we usually play. If we can find it.
If we have it in our system and you request it, we will do our best to play it between 5 and 7 o'clock every Friday.
So coming up in 9 minutes.
Correct.
Till the weekend, baby!
818-955-KLOS. The song that will get your weekend started right.
And you can tweet us as well, at Kevin and Slugga. Hit us up there for a request. This is the All Request Fest. If you are ready, we are ready on KLOS. So 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up Kevin and Sluggo to request one. Someone's on the phone. Hello, KLOS.
Kevin and Sluggo, long-time listener. Definitely enjoy the show here at Dialflex Studios in Stillmar. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
All of us here, I want to know if you can play a song for the crew. Maybe AC/DC Back in Black or Disposable Heroes from Metallica. Whatever you guys can find.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. Who's the crew?
Zyloprax Studio Services.
Nice. Here's your AC/DC.
I appreciate it. Guys, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
It's your All Request Fest, 95.5 KLOS. What do you have for us?
Yeah. Well, he just said AC/DC, but, I mean, he's doing...
Back in Black!
What do you want to hear?
I wanted to hear It's a Long Way to the Top.
Ah, that's f***ing awesome. I love that song. That's a damn good AC/DC song. What's your name?
Christian.
Christian, I don't think there's anything wrong with a pair of AC/DCs.
I do not as well.
That's fantastic, guys. I appreciate it. I've listened to you guys since the other station.
That song is for Francine in Sherman Oaks.
Well done, Francine.
It is the All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Kevin and Sluggo, happy Friday!
To you as well. What can we play for you?
Crazy Bitch.
Who, me or Kevin?
Are you calling us that, or are you requesting the song?
Oh, I see.
Buck Cherry, baby, you got it! Woo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Yeah, happy Friday, y'all.
Back at you.
To you as well.
This is Badass Happy. I want Miley Cyrus.
Nope.
Fly on the Wall. Because I'm going to karaoke tonight.
And you need to practice your torture for the audience?
Nope.
At one bar, the lady owner had everybody turn their backs on me.
Does not matter.
Aww. Well, they should have.
Yeah. I want to hear Miley Cyrus fly on the wall.
Okay, you know what? Here it is, but it's going to sound a little different on the radio. It's going to sound...
like the song I want to play. It's a brand new one from Tom Morello and Grandson.
Oh, yeah, it does kind of sound like that.
Oh, I love that song. Let's play it.
In fact, it's Miley Cyrus. Here you go, Miley Cyrus on KLOS.
Okay.
Money, money, money.
Those of you paying attention to the high-low game, the last number was 27, and Sabrina in Canoga Park won $1,800.
Well done, Sabrina. What a way to start the weekend. A
couple of hours ago. So we have a brand new number now, so you can call in at 818-955-KLOS and win $1,000.
It's a virgin number, which means you also get $500 in your gas card if you happen to hit it right on the head. Hit it on the head. Boom!
And you get Dirty Honey tickets and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen just for playing.
Yeah,
818-955-KLOS, caller 13. Good luck.
And your dialing music is provided by Kelly from Simi, who said she's going to get her drink on tonight. I don't know, Kelly. It kind of sounded to me like you'd already gotten your drink on, and good on you. There you go. Good luck, KLOS.
Time for the KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
Oscar.
You are caller 13.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nicely done.
That means you're for sure going to go see Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. But we also have an extra thing behind curtain number two.
We have the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,000. It's a new number, so if you pick the correct number the first guess, you also get $500 in free gas.
Please do that. That would be awesome.
Awesome. Okay, let's try Lucky 69.
Can we get that number quite a bit right now?
We really do, yes.
Turns out, though... Damn it. Definitely a favorite number, but too low.
That is too low. We actually don't pick the number. It has to be random.
Yeah, okay. It's totally random, yeah.
So we don't get to pick a number. If we did, it would be 69 every
Always,
time.
Every yes. time. That would be a great game, wouldn't it? We'd be out of money in no time.
Thanks for calling. Enjoy the concert.
Yeah, Oscar.
Oh, thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello. Hello? Anybody there?
Hello, wind whistling. Hello? Hello? Hey.
Hi, it's our All Request hello? Fest. What can we do for you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes,
hey,
we're...
Come on, sit some bass in the
What?
What?
Hey, can you play some Dio?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Yeah, how about some Planet Claire by the B-52s?
Nice one. I love that song. That's one of my favorite B-52 songs. Who are you?
This is Michael from Corona.
I do believe I hear it starting to play now.
Excellent, brother. Thank you. Have a good night.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have a request from John in Garden Grove for Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Nice. That's one of the first songs I remember hearing in my life when I was very small, coming from down the hall. And I love it. Happy to play it for you, John. Unbelievably good stuff from Wolfgang Van Halen. Mammoth, that is Epiphany. And who's that for?
Rochelle, who won those tickets earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, she won, and then she played our precious little game. Did she win a huge amount of cash as well?
Correct.
Oh, well done. Well done, you. Hi, KLOS.
Yes, it's our old request fest. What do you have for us?
Healing by Uriah Heep.
A little heap?
Yeah.
Ta-da! The end.
Ta-da! That's our old request fest.
And that's the whole week all wrapped up.
Correct.
Oh, well done, everybody, winning all that money and all those concert tickets and requesting those good songs.
Except for Miley Cyrus, we had some great requests.
Although Miley Cyrus sounded strangely like the new Tom Morello and Grandson song,
yes,
Hold the Line.
Which is great.
That's really good stuff. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. I'll see you on Monday.
Oh, and by the way, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
No, it's a radio. It's a radio station.
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first-time caller, first-time listener?
No, they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean,
excellent.
The first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
Good we job,
didn't,
guys.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?